Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It is 4:13 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hello. This is Go Ask Val, your host. Getting that business out the way first. If you would like to give to this listener-supported Valcast podcast, I will invite you to Cash App Go Ask Val. That's $ Go Ask Val. Or PayPal. ID is valerie_jeff@hotmail.com. That being said, how are you? I am excited about today's Valcast, and it is not a moment too soon. Let me talk about this description. Let's talk about it. Let me pull it up on my screen. It's a feeling and an inward expression that drives you. Is it to feel empowered? Is it to create more discipline in your life? Is it to create or find your life's purpose? Whatever it is, I want you to answer that question. And I believe it's fueled with a set of feelings, a storyline, you know, a brain power that you'd like to see as true in your own eyes as well as others. You'd like to believe that you can believe people. You'd like to believe that you're honest and you want to prove that. And so you're going to give yourself some rigors. And so today's 50-minute exercise looks beyond the year 2020 in projection of the goals that we have already completed. So consider this November 13th, 2021. What goals did you complete in year 2020? And how do you feel about them? What words describe the feeling of your success to you? And what are your allies saying about the quality and characteristics of your personality? How you've changed? What are your friends saying? New, old, or indifferent? What is your audience saying about you? And that's a great place to start. If you're going to answer these questions for yourself, then that's a great place to restore your value to your feelings, giving validation to your feelings and to your personal standards. Only you can create your standard. No one knows how to treat you. And so that's a great place to start and to begin your value of finding your true blue inward voice. And that is what these next few minutes are about, finding your voice. It takes answering some honest questions with some honest answers to find that voice, not just the tone and tonality, but the energy behind it. And so your truth is developed through brave, honorable speech, through activity. Talk is talk. After that, it's time to walk. Walk it out. Okay? So let's voice in unity. I could stop right there. I had a great day. I'll tell you how I've been finding my voice today. I've found honest enough people that are honest with themselves, and I've shared my most highest and honest truths, and they have been receptive to those, and I have been receptive to theirs. And so when we find questions in our interactions, we know and we understand that they are what I described earlier today as past karma, triggers and memories of a similar situation, and we've decided with a more perfect and more mature attitude that we could work them out together. And so you find real life situations, real life scenarios, and you realize your voice changes in that situation when you don't feel heard, understood, when a button is pushed, things like that. But who has been able to stand their ground in your face and say, I hear you. I get that. I receive that. Yes, you're right, or may I get clarification? These very intelligent ways to go about finding your voice and being okay with others doing the same, being receptive to their feedback. And even if it doesn't sound favorable, or even if it doesn't sound very, nice, you know, it doesn't sound good to the ego. But as we strive for higher principles, as we strive to have an integrated lifestyle, and that's for me, I speak for me, an integrated lifestyle so that my work is my play is my work, my passion, my charisma, my integrity, my character, they all line up. My form is true to form. What you see is what you get. And then from there, if you go poking holes, you'll find out that it's the same through and through. And then there's still room for color. There's still room for growth. There's still room to allow others into that space. You should have saw my, you should have seen my shoulders as I just said that. My shoulders did this kind of backpedal, you know, to say, hey, I'm allowing space for you in my space. And my space isn't finished. It is a work in progress, as am I. And I allow you in your processes and processes to come and let us process together. Let us integrate. How awesome and great is that? That's huge. That's a huge growth spurt. That's a leap in 2020. It is a leap year, guys, ladies, queens, goddesses. And so, how do you see yourself growing this year? And again, as we look and we look at 2021 with the eyes of 2021, we look back on November of 2020 and say, how much did I grow? How great did I grow? What did I leave behind? What got very clear for me? And use it as an inquiry. Use it as an inquisitive test and have a piece of paper to brainstorm, just to put it all out and see, this is what I'm living with. This is who I was, and this is what I've found to be successful in that year. I can speak for 2020 to say I was successful again in finding clear enough mirrors, mirages, the people that, again, walking the path, walking in my path, along my pathway. And so we stop to say hello. We stop to engage. And I'm excited to know and believe that we find exactly what we're looking for. And even if we think the day did not render what we asked for, it really did. Even if it was seed form, even if it was breaking up some fallow ground first. So I've been looking back on the past 24 hours, looking back on the past 5 days, looking back in a healthy review kind of way. Not in a longing for something different, or I shoulda, coulda, woulda. But in a, this is how I can do better moving forward. That's the beauty of hindsight. That's the beauty of doing it over and over again and getting a different result. It is you that changes every time. You can never be the same person that you were yesterday, the day before, last week, last year. Some years are a lot more deliberate than others, forces us to look at areas that we just didn't know existed. There's no need to be frustrated with ourselves or with others. As again, we identify we are here to assist each other in our evolutionary program, in our redefining and defining how we want to show up in the world, what we would like on our, quote, epitaph. And don't wait. Write it now. Write it while you still have a passion to learn and to grow. And that's where I find that I am the most help. As I realized, I just gravitated towards what appeared to be crisis kinds of information, scenarios and environments. Again, I had to take a look at what I've said about myself, what I don't want, and then what I find myself doing. And so a part of me does love crisis situations because I'm really good at it. I'm good at solving challenges. But then there was another side that didn't realize there was resentment in not putting a value, placing a value. Yes, I knew it was priceless because it has gotten me and my closest loved ones out of serious jams over the years. But there was no monetization with it. Sometimes rarely a pat on the back. And to be honest, I don't think that's all that I would have wanted. But I didn't articulate. I did not label. I didn't say, hey, I'm so good at this. Maybe I should go into crisis intervention. I just found myself saying, I'm tired of, you know, can this place just stay saved? Doing an Incredibles moment. And he found himself longing, Mr. Incredible, found himself longing to get right back out there and rescue the world. And he had a world right there in his new home with his new family to rescue that was falling apart and needed him more than anything. And so my mirror, my greatest mirror, has been my home, my physical home. And I kept trying to take care of it. And I felt like, why isn't this working? And yes, I still understood and understood that it was a projection, but I still didn't understand why it wasn't working. And then I would pick at myself. It's like, it's still not what you're supposed to be doing. It's like, how deep can I go to make sure I'm at that place of lasting change? I'm at that place of true character adjustment, attitude adjustment, enthusiastic, not just fussing about changing my life, not imposing that frustration on others. And so having those beautiful people, angels, souls, personalities, situations and circumstances to stand their ground, and then for me to find new ground to stand on. My dear friends, that is priceless and was priceless. And that's how we can say thank you to those unsavory moments, to those bitter situations. It says, we got what we want. We truly do. Let's just look back again to give ourselves a pat on the back. Take a deep breath. Let it all out. The world is saved. We're not in need of putting on another cape. We can take care of ourselves first. There's time. There's grace. And I love that. I need that. I appreciate that grace. Had I died too soon yesterday morning, I would have been found wanting in the evening. And I don't want that. And so I am thankful for the opportunity to get it right. Thank you for your patience. I am appreciating my patience. And feel free to comment, subscribe, and share. As I'm sounding off and signing off, find your voice, go ask Val, and I will see you on the other side.